With the aid of your family, the Thinite king Hor-Aha has successfully united the twin kingdoms of Upper and Lower Egypt, proclaimed himself pharaoh over all Egypt, and founded an imposing capital at Men-Nefer. Your clan has relocated once more, this time to the humid delta region of Lower Egypt, to an area known as Pirwadjit. Canaanite warships have been threatening this region, and you'll likely need to dispatch a few warships of your own when the time comes. Your family has achieved the status of nobility. As such, it is expected that before you pass from this world into the next, you will undertake to complete an exquisite brick tomb, a mastaba, to house your body on its journey into the afterlife. However, first you must establish some farms along the banks of the Nile, to exploit the rich, fertile soil deposited by the annual inundation of the river. This will allow your population to grow and prosper, and eventually become large enough to complete the sacred monument. But beware, for many dangers lurk among the life-giving waters of the Nile, such as deadly crocodiles, hippopotamus, and malaria-carrying mosquitoes. You must build farms directly on the floodplain in order to gain the benefits of its increased fertility. Unlike most working structures, farms on the floodplain do not need direct access to employees, but do need a steady workforce of peasant laborers supplied by work camps to tend their fields. Build work camps fairly close to floodplain farms, so peasants won't have to walk too far to reach them. Each year, the Nile floods its banks, replenishing the depleted soil on the floodplain with rich, fertile mud. Peasants harvest the annual crop just before the inundation and deliver it to your granaries. Because there is only one harvest per year, make sure to have enough granaries to store a sufficient amount of food for your growing population.